Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Good morning, dear 101X listeners. How are you doing this Thursday morning? This wet Thursday morning. This is when I would play the Family Guy. It's going to rain. But apparently that was lost in the hack of 2023. So no time to find it on YouTube, but that's fine. It is wet. I don't know if it is as severe as some were predicting. Terrible, severe storms coming through there. I don't know. I drove to work in the dark, so I have no idea what's going on outside the view of my headlights, but it is looking like it's going to be wet on the roads up until this afternoon, so everybody keep it at a nice, respectable 75 miles per hour, okay, guys? Look out for your fellow drivers, all right? Be safe, okay? Don't drown, turn around. No, probably not that wet. Probably not that wet. If you haven't noticed by now, yeah, Jason Dick out sick again. That's fine. My girl Emily Edge is going to come and join me here in a little bit. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be talking about live music cap of the world. I'm going to have to stand for Austin as the still being the live music capital, at least of Texas. At least of Texas. Maybe Nashville's got us. But we're going to do that. We also have your chance to win tickets to see Tom Segura down in San Antonio. So if you have not yet got yourself a pair of those tickets, feel free to text into our contest later on when we give out that text code. All that is coming up and more on today's episode of The Morning X with Nick and Dick. Oops, all Nicks. 101X, it's The Morning X. Nick and Dick, except Dick is out sick. Just Nick. Oops, all Nicks today. Don't worry, Emily will join us soon and we can have some fun back and forth banter. It won't just be me screaming into the void trying to do radio. So let's, instead of doing that, how about we replay for you a classic Nick and Dick segment? And this one, particularly consultant disapproved. Probably shouldn't mention that. That's consultant disapproved as well. But I'm doing it as a disclaimer. This is going to sound like Jason is upset that anybody can get a large screen TV this day. And it wasn't back in his day when, you know, only people who lived on places called Affluence Hill could afford them. But just remember in this one, he's just joshing you guys. Okay, he's just joshing you for funs on the radio. Don't take it offensively.
Morning X Rewind.
And now the debut episode of You Kids Don't Know How Good You've Got It.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Let me, full disclosure here. You know what, Nick? Give me a little on-air consulting session. That's where we should do these things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
If I'm totally honest here, this is a segment about how big screen TVs are unbelievably affordable right now. And you kids don't know how good you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I'm mad about it, okay? I'm mad about how affordable they are. And I want to do it in an elitist dick way. But I've been advised now by two members of our consulting team that I got to be careful about coming off as too holier than thou. So cool it with all the Tesla talk.
Holier than thou?
Yeah, Jason is just a rich a-hole, unrelatable sort of thing. And look, I just want to make clear, I mean, I feel like everything that I have done, not just on this radio program, but in my life for 40 years is to tell the world, hey, I'm trash. Okay,
I mean, just
I'm absolute trash.
This guy, if you think, man, that guy's a rich jerk, belongs in Westlake or Crystal Falls or wherever it is.
Crystal Falls,
isn't that the rich part of Cedar Park?
There's no rich parts.
That's the rich part. Okay, it's like Berry Creek is the rich part of Georgetown. All right, it doesn't compare to you high and mighty on Affluence Hill. Anyway, point is that Jason drinks Diet Dr. Pepper. And when growing up, he had a family of raccoons that lived upstairs in his house because they
possums
had an open window.
Worse than raccoons. We had possums. Okay?
Yeah, raccoons.
People
raccoons
sometimes
are fine. Possums are just fine.
Raccoons are adorable.
Just giant rats.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do it the good way.
All right, tell the kids, Jason, how good they've got it.
You kids don't understand how good you've got it, all right? This weekend, I bought 208 inches worth of television, okay?
Now, I thought you were going to say 208 televisions.
No, 208 inches of television spread out across three TVs. I'm from Costco because I like to pinch pennies, guys. It's very relatable the way that I'm constantly running a
budget.
What do you think? 208 inches spread across three TVs cost. What? What's funny?
Just inches. I'm going to say you could probably get that for under $2,000.
That's your bid?
Yes.
I'd take under $2,000, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's $1,300. $1,300 and change, all right?
A couple years ago, I bought a 75 inches for the living room, and it was like $750 at Best Buy.
Well, so I was, see, back
I
in my...
I thought that was a deal I couldn't
back
refuse.
Back in my day, kids, all right? In 2005, I bought a 62-inch Toshiba DLP rear projection big screen TV, okay?
None of those details sound impressive with this TV now.
It was
rear projection?
Yeah.
Okay, Grandpa.
It's not fat, okay? It was fat.
Was it black and white?
You couldn't hang it on the wall. You have to put it on top of something, okay? It was not. We had advanced past the part where you have to wheel it in. But yeah, it's a big piece of furniture, all right?
You know,
and that was $3,500. All right. God. I had to scrimp and save and pinch pennies, and every month just put a little, because I wanted to play Xbox 360 on 62 inches worth of television. Also, let me tell you something about the Toshiba DLP rear projection television.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Bad review. Do not buy one. I don't recommend, because it's got a lamp in it that has like 200 hours of viewing. And when the 200 hours is up, you have to replace the lamp. It costs like $250.
Yeah.
Now you get a whole big screen TV for that much.
Yeah.
All right. I bought an 80. I'm moving to a new house. Okay. And I need more TVs. And so I bought an 85 inch for the living room.
Wow.
No.
You must be rich.
It's $900 at Costco right now. All right. I bought an 85 inch. I bought a 65 inch for the patio, which, by the way, I don't want a patio TV, okay? I ain't ever going to watch TV outdoors, but they didn't stucco one part of the wall and instead put a TV outlet. And so now I have to cover up a goddamn outlet. So I'm like, I guess I'm putting a TV up
twist
over here.
My arm.
Yeah, and then I got a 58-inch for my office. Three TVs, $1,300 in change. 208 inches of television cost only $1,300. You kids don't know how good you got it, all right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. In 2016, I bought the 80-inch that I have at Costco. I believe it was $2,000. They're just getting cheap. I mean, pretty soon, they're going to be free, okay? They're just going to be handing out big screen TVs like they're Halloween candy.
I remember when I bought my 70-inch TV, I thought about springing another couple of $100 to get the 80 just to get the same one of you, and then be like, oh, look how much cheaper this is.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's only cost you $2,000. In my mind, it was like $10,000 to get that 80.
Well, because
back then
we were talking about, I had a dream of having a 100-inch TV, and that's how much the 100, which that jump from 80 to 100 still is like,
it still is. I was just like,
I don't understand. Yeah. I don't know why. Why are those last 20 inches so expensive?
To get it over 88 inches, it's going to see some.
So I'm just telling the youths of the world, okay, to be while you're, by the way, just happy to watch all of your content on your phone. You guys don't understand. You take inches for granted now.
Is that why the TVs are so cheap? Because they can't sell them to the youths.
Back in my day, again,
you got to compete with big phones.
It was like an engagement ring, okay? It was 2 months' pay if you wanted a big screen TV. Now, you guys, it's no big deal.
You know, this is good. I'm going to alert our marketing department that next time somebody calls and complains about Jason being too elitist on the air, just tell them that you got some Kirkland signature brand TVs.
The brands are not great. But here.
Is it a Toshiba?
Does this logic hold water?
A signing?
We have the reason they're so cheap is that we have perfected.
A lowercase LG?
We have perfected television technology, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to buy a Sony anymore. You don't even need a Vizio, okay? Hill Country Fair TV, they figured it out. Everybody's making. They're all 4K, okay? Everything's. They're all the same. They're all the same?
They're all the same. Yeah, absolutely, Jason.
You know what? I'm going to do the elitist dick way anyway.
Okay.
All right. Listen, back in my day, a big screen TV was a status symbol, okay? That was the way that you could tell your neighbor who peeks in your windows, you're better than them, all right?
Is it your neighbor?
Because it was a $3,500 flex, all right? The other day, I drove past a homeless encampment. They got a 50-inch just hanging on the tent.
Shut up.
The Morning X.
So sometimes Austinite, mostly Austinite, just say Austinite, Nick. Tom Segura is going to be at San Antonio March 8th next year doing some comedy at the Frostbank Center. If you want to go, we have your chance to get registered to win tickets right now. All you got to do is text in today's keyword to 835-1015 and you're in the running. And I was looking through Tom's Wikipedia page looking for some fun content with which to devise a keyword. And I saw this thing here, this note. At age 19, he overdosed on GHB and fell into a short coma. Now, GHB seems right there for you, right? Yeah, but then I figured, like, that's going to be difficult for you guys. You're probably texting on the roads. It's wet. Want to make things nice and easy. And GHB, surely your phone, except for some of you guys. Some of you guys, it won't be an issue. But for most of us, it's probably going to try to auto-correct it to something. It's going to take you multiple tries to get that in there. Then you're distracted driving. So, no, can't do the fun GHB keyword. But I did also see this note that Tom grew up speaking Spanish and spent his summers in Lima, Peru, because his mom was a Peruvian immigrant. And if you've seen his specials, you know that he's talked about that and how he likes to freak people out by just busting out the fluent Espanol. So Peru, P-E-R-U, Peru, to 835-1015 if you want to go get your hands on some Tom Segura tickets. That's the keyword for today. Good luck. Good luck. 101X is the Morning X with Nick and Dick. Going to be joined by Emily Edge once again from the CJ Morgan Show helping me out. And that means we can do some Are You Smarter Than Nick for Tom Segura tickets later on this hour. Stay tuned for that. But right now it's time for some Hajda headlines. And go! Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is dead at 100 years old. And if you don't know why that's a big deal, well, Kissinger was either one of the guiding forces of America's foreign policy during the Nixon era, or a war criminal responsible for the deaths of millions for prolonging the Vietnam War and orchestrating numerous coups of foreign countries to destabilize governments that weren't pro-U.S. So there's lots of information on site. If you're not familiar and don't have picked a side yet, you make your own decisions. I know where I stand. Elon Musk apologized for his anti-Semitic tweet that caused many major advertisers to pull their ads from Twitter yesterday, saying, quote, "I mean, look, I'm sorry for that post. It was foolish of me. Of the 30,000, it might be literally the worst and dumbest post I've ever done." However, when talking about the boycotts themselves, it was not quite as apologetic.
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f- yourself. Is that clear?
Very. When asked about, pressed about whether that strategy is not good for the survival of Twitter / X.
Absolutely. So, totally. Actually, what this advertising boycott is going to do, it's going to kill the company.
And you think that the
and the whole world will know that those advertisers killed the company, and we will document it in great detail.
But there are those advertisers, I imagine, are going to say, they're going to say, we didn't kill the company.
Oh, yeah?
They're going to say...
Tell it to Earth.
All right, Earth, it's on your hands. You decide. And finally, if you've ever struggled to keep squirrels out of your bird feeder, Austin Energy feels your pain. Yesterday, nearly 1,000 people in Northwest Austin lost power for around an hour after a squirrel that, quote, came in contact with equipment on a transformer pole. We actually have audio of said squirrel's encounter.
Hit him again! Come on, tell me about the chipmunk.
Chipmunk is what he said. Tell me, where did you bury those acorns? Luckily, the crews got it back up into running with it very quickly. Not as major as some of the last more previously chronicled power outages in Austin. But I am here to tell you that while I will speak for myself, I will not speak for Jason Dick, I will not speak for 101X, Waterloo Media, but I will say that I, Nicholas Hajda, Hajda, whatever you want to say, am anti-squirrel.
You f***ed with squirrels, Morty! We're f***ed over here because of these damn squirrels!
They're just rats with good hair, okay? And also, they're stupid. Do you know why they're constantly burying acorns? Because they're stupid and they forget where they buried them. Now, that's good for spreading trees and oak trees and everything. But the point is, squirrels, you're like, oh, look at that guy. You're just being fooled, okay? It's like Harry Styles. And what was that movie, Emily? Not Enough, Darling. Darling, Don't Worry.
Oh, Don't Worry, Darling.
The one with Florence Pugh. Yeah. Okay, yeah. He's just a pretty face. There's nothing going on behind those eyes, okay? Same thing with squirrels.
Same thing with squirrels. Are rats with tails. That's with longer tails.
That's what I just said.
Oh, well.
Sorry, okay, you're getting ready to do radio. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
This is too early.
and in sports news, Mike Gundy was named the Big 12 Coach of the Year yesterday. Emily, do you know Mike Gundy thinks?
You've told me before. That's all I know.
Okay, good. he's the coach of Oklahoma State. He's got a mullet.
That's who we're playing.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't have the audio prepared. He has the whole "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant.
Oh.
That is actually that rant itself is 16. It can drive today.
Wait, you said he has a mullet?
He had a mullet.
Oh.
He was famous for wearing a mullet, some controversial t-shirts, some other things of that nature.
There's no way we're winning then. If he brings back the mullet, then we're on automatic loss.
Well, see, okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal with this, is that I'm saying that the fix is in. By the Big 12 naming Mike Gundy the head Big 12 Coach of the Year over Steve Sarkisian, whose Longhorns are 11-1, and they're threatening to make the college football playoffs. Dare you to keep us out, committee. They're showing that the fix is in, that they will do everything. I've been pushing back on this idea amongst the fans that the officials are out to get us. I was like, don't be like that. Okay,
yeah.
That's lame. That's Oklahoma State energy to complain about the officiating. But the numbers have been backed up, and it is very clear to me that now by the Big 12, they don't want to give Steve Sarkisian the satisfaction of being the coach of the year the last year before he leaves for the SEC. They want it to be Mike Gundy, 3-time winner. He'll be back next year. So they're propping him up in these end of the season awards. And then, I think that you should watch out because clearly they are going to do everything in the officials' power to stack the deck against Texas. You can't beat us on the field, so you'll beat us with the flag. And I'm going to tell you this. You got to protect your new member, SEC, okay? Send SEC officials to referee the Big 12 title game so the Longhorns can get a fair shot.
That's not how it works.
It should be. That's what it needs to be, okay? It's on you, SEC. We're one of you now. Protect us. 101X, it's the Morning X. Nick and Dick, except it's Oop All Nicks with a side of Emily Edge.
Oop All Nicks.
Oops All Nicks.
It sounds like an infomercial.
No, it's a reference to Cap'n Crunch. You know Crunch Berries? You ever had Crunch Berries?
No.
Don't. Like, they'll leave your mouth bleeding and broken and bloody.
I like the normal ones.
Well, the Crunch Berries were just, you know, little berry-flavored little cereal things. But then they released an Oops All Berries. I forget exactly the reason why, but there was a problem at the Captain Crunch factory.
Gotcha.
And the machine got stuck on Oops All Crunch Berries.
Mm.
So it's Oops All Nick. Anyway, let's put some dick into this. Here's a clip of Jason talking about when his Tesla first started getting busted. But it was just a broken side mirror he got from being a dummy at his dentist's garage. Here it is. Enjoy. Laugh at his pain.
Morning X. Rewind.
I think I drive the most busted Tesla in all of Austin, Texas,
oh,
Nick.
Yes.
What is this I hold in my hand?
I have no idea. It looks like a piece of is that your rearview mirror?
This is my side mirror. This is my driver's side mirror that, as of yesterday, is no longer attached to the car.
What'd you do?
Yesterday. It's my fault, but I blame exhaustion, intoxication. Okay, I was so tired.
You could just blame exhaustion
from banging out two radio shows. By the way, under hacked conditions, no computers, two radio shows, and then I had to go straight to the dentist. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I went to the dentist.
Oh, let me see your teeth.
Pretty
good.
Shout out to Dr. Shane Mott, Authentic Smiles. Huge fan of radio. Was so excited to hear that I was back on the airwaves again. Love you, doctor.
Does he do that thing where he asks you questions about the radio?
Discount.
While your mouth is full of his fingers?
No. We have a fun sit-down conversation, talk about things, catch up. Then he puts his fingers all up in me, and then I give him money and leave. And unfortunately, when I left yesterday, I backed out of a space and just, boom!
Oh, at the dentist?
Driver's side mirror, just taken off. I hit a huge pillar in a parking garage, okay? Again, born out of exhaustion and No good deed goes unpunished, all right? As I was pulling in to the office, they have a parking garage there, and there's no spots as usual, but except for two side-by-side compact car only spots. Yeah. Now, my car, not compact.
No.
As a matter of fact, sneaky big. It's bigger than it looks, okay? It's annoyingly large. That's what she said. But as I was pulling in, I was like, this is not right. It's a compact car only spot. But because there's two, I'm going to pull in way on the left-hand side. I'll get right up against this pillar. I'll pull in far enough that I can still open the door. That way, if somebody parks to my right, they can get in no problem. Everything's good. You're a good citizen, Jason, all right? I know people already see the Tesla. They hate you. But I have done a good thing. I have rectified my a-hole Tesla-ness by pulling in all the way over here. And then 45 minutes and a cleaning later, I forgot, got in the car, ready to hustle home for a nap. I throw it in reverse and I just go boom. And I immediately am like, oh, F.
Yes.
F.
Only he didn't say F.
And so I knocked part of it completely off.
How's the mirror? Does the mirror break?
I'm holding only the shell,
yes,
the outer
casing
shell of the mirror in my hand right now. This is the part that literally flew up in the air and then down onto the ground.
And then you had to stop.
And the mirror is pinned up against the pillar. So then I was like, oh, son of a bitch. So I have to put the car in drive, pull forward a little bit, get out of the car. I find out once I've put it in drive to pull forward, I drove over the part that was that had flown off. So it's now pinned under my car. I would love, Dr. Shane, do you guys have security cameras? Go look yesterday at 2:15 at the security cameras. Garage level one, all right, because I get out of the car after just popping my mirror off, and then I go look at the situation. I can't pull it out. I have to get back in the car, then back up a little bit again.
But avoid the pillar with the mirror.
So that I can then get out and get the piece of my car that I have now run over, and then get back in the car with my sad, droopy, flaccid mirror just flopping on the side of the car.
Please tell me, two things. A, when you meant to pick up the part that got flying off, your pants just split right down the ass.
No.
And also,
none of those things
that your mouth was numb from the dentist. So you're like, oh, fuck.
No, none of that. None of that happened. But I am driving around now with just one mirror. So I guess my question is to the good, relatable people of Austin, Texas, is there a body shop? Do you work at a body shop? I mean, like, I don't want to take it.
You can't just snap it back on?
No. Also,
get some, like, Gorilla Glue.
Three of my four corners I've busted up,
yes.
Okay? I've bumped into things. I've backed into things. I've fronted into things. And so three of the four corners are a little bumpy. The one corner that's fine, I should say it's not fine. All four corners have been bumpied because the front corner, yeah, it just had like a little flappy part that was kind of sticking out.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
A little piece of trim.
Until I told you, I was driving down 290 the other day and it just goes, just flew off on Manor. So you're in Manor. So now I'm missing that piece. So all four corners are a little bumpy.
Yeah.
And my mirror flew off. All right. So anyways, if you guys
just
think
light that thing on fire, man.
You guys think I'm an unrelatable a-hole for driving a Tesla, I want you to know that I currently have a Tesla with a driver's side mirror held on by duct tape.
The Morning X.
101X, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick, with a little side piece of Emily Edge today. And yesterday we were talking about our friends at Wallet Hub, who always does those online surveys and lists and rankings and things that we enjoy. They declared that Austin was the best college town, large city division. And they quoted in the whole list of things, again, how Austin was the live music capital of the world. And Emily immediately made a face and scoffed and did that whole thing that's all in vogue right now to be like, yeah, right.
I mean, it's not. It isn't. It truly is not.
I mean, what is?
I haven't been to many places, but okay, I'll tell you this. They do not support artists here.
Okay,
the city of Austin does not support artists.
How much they're paying the people,
there's also not as many opportunities here as there used to be in the past.
Sure, I'll grant you all of that. But I do want to kind of stand up a little bit. Because perhaps it's Nashville. I mentioned the possibility that there's some sort of K-pop thing going on in in I guess Korea, be where that would happen.
Yeah.
But perhaps you could argue that, that's Austin is no longer the live music capital of the world. But surely we still hold the claim to Texas. And 835-1015 or at 101X Morning X on Twitter. Feel free to nominate if you think that Austin is not, at least if you want to do it. And I know when we talked about it yesterday, somebody mentioned San Antonio, that they are getting lots of big artists coming to town and everything. And I'm going to say, so here's my qualifier, is that one, I don't count the big successful bands. Like, did Taylor Swift come to Dallas and Houston and not Austin? Yeah, sure, fine. But that does not count. When it comes to live music, even though that is, you know, by definition, I don't consider the big, because that's just, they're going to the largest population centers, okay? That's just a...
They're going to stadiums.
That's just analytics or whatever, marketing, economics, something, whatever right term for that it is. When I think of live music, you know, I think of A, having cool venues, lots of good places, which Austin does. I still, Stubbs is my favorite.
Yeah.
But Mohawk is right there is a good one. I mean, there's... Emos, Antones, lots of other ones as well. Feel free to chime in with some of your simile if you would like.
I mean, just anything off of Red River. That's normally where I go to. So Stubbs, yeah. Mohawk.
It's got to have that kind of like having like a little dingy feel to it. I don't know if grunge is the right word, but
it has to be the type of venue where you question, can I smoke a cigarette in here? Would anybody say anything?
Okay.
And if the answer is maybe, then you're in the right place.
The answer is, I see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that, and the other thing is that, like, I know that you would think, Nick, you are not a live music. I love going to live music. I love
That's
going out
so
and seeing bands. I just don't do it. Because I don't want to be that one person that just sits there, and especially now that I'm much older, it just feels even weird. Of like, you don't want to be the old guy by himself in the club, because then people are judging you, and I'm like, I can't handle that kind of scrutiny.
I don't think people are judging you. I think this is all made up in your head.
Oh, 99% of my problems and strife in life are made up in my head, Emily, but that's just, but when
Wait,
I do
so
occasionally
you go
find
alone
somebody...
and you just...
No, I don't go, because I would go alone, but if I find somebody who wants to go see a band... I've got a friend who thinks that I'm huge into metal because she is, and she's always like, do you want to go see this band? I'm like, not really, my cup of tea, but, you know, you're a friend. I like going out. I like enjoying live music, so I will go.
Yeah.
We just went to go see Tenacious D out at the Circuit of the Americas for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad as people complain when it's not F1 or, you know, a major band like Green Day, Aerosmith. But the other thing is that, like, when I go out there, the people that are out there enjoying live music, I don't like them. It's generally...
Wait, but aren't you one of those people that's out there enjoying live music?
I like being out there, but like the people that sit there and want to cram up to the front of the stage and they want to sing along to the songs or they want to...
So you don't like fans?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Nick.
Just,
oh my gosh.
When I go enjoy it, I stand there, usually with like an adult beverage in my hand, and I stare right at the lead singer of the band,
and
I listen
move?
To them, and I don't sway, I don't sing, I don't put my hands up in the air.
Do you smile?
When they, kind of, maybe I'll give them like a nice little head nod along to the beat, because I don't need to do all that other stuff to enjoy the music.
I'm
dialed in. I'm focused in on them. I'm hearing them sing, and I'm like, yes, this is the greatest thing ever.
I mean, no wonder you're worried about going to concerts alone. You are the creepy person in the corner.
I told you.
Why don't you dance or sing? That's
because I don't need to do that to enjoy the music. I'm focusing.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I trust
your judgment anymore.
My ears are perked up, okay? The rest of my body has no effect on enjoyment of the
so
music.
So boring, Nick.
But I love it. I love it. I wish I could do more of it.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. All right, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick, except Jason's out sick. So today, for some Tom Segura tickets, you got to challenge me in some Are You Smarter Than Just Nick? It's been prepared by Emily Edge from the CJ Morgan Show. She's nice enough to do this, and I'm sure that everything is taking it seriously. And I'll point to none of these are goofball antics, right?
Oh, they definitely have a sprinkle of Emily on them. And
okay,
not in
good.
The gross way, in the, yeah, that makes sense way.
Okay. All right, well, we have on the phone line our contestant... is Kent. Hello, Kent.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Emily. Here's how this works. She's got three trivia topics for you to choose from. Categories. You pick the one you think you can do the best in, or maybe perhaps I'll do the worst in. You will write down, or I will write down my answer. Kent, you just will think and then say it. And if you can defeat me in a winner take all question, you're going to go see Tom Segura. So, Emily, what are the next category options today?
Okay, Kent, your three categories are Travis Kelce, 2023 movies, or dating?
Oh, gotta go Kelce.
You're going to go with some Kelce.
I see where you have sprinkled the Emily on there.
Oh, I am excited for this one.
All right. Go with Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Emily, what's your question?
Travis Kelce was recently photographed buying ice cream for Taylor Swift at Trader Joe's, like the good boyfriend he is. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that they will each eat their own pint. So, how much did Travis Kelce spend on two pints of Candy Cane JoJo's ice cream from Trader Joe's?
So how much is two pints of ice cream at Trader Joe's?
Correct.
All
but
right.
Specifically, I don't know, Travis Kelce bought it and it was really cool. And
do you think that they upcharge him for that?
No.
Is that they charged
him extra? No, they charged him the right amount. But they both have personal trainers, so they had to have gotten two because they can just burn it off later. Also, that Candy Cane JoJo's ice cream is delicious. So I don't know if you bought that flavor. I just personally like that flavor.
All right. How much is two pints of ice cream
From Trader Joe's, the JoJo's Candy Cane ice cream.
All right. Ken, do you have an answer here?
Oh, man. I'm going to guess like $5 each. So let's say $10.81.
Bob says, Kent. You know, I do feel like most just that flavor, JoJo's whatever, makes me think that's like an extra dollar. Trader Joe's, is that more expensive than HEB, less expensive? I don't know. I've only been there once in my life and I bought alcohol. So I said $7.50 for a pint of ice, two pints of ice cream at Trader Joe's.
All right.
The answer is
$7.58. Wow. Yeah, you're almost on the money.
Wow.
Nick.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
It's $3.79 each for one of these pints of ice cream. So Travis Kelce, not as big of a spender as you thought. Maybe it's because he just bought that giant house. He can't afford the fancy ice cream.
He's got to go cheap on the ice cream. Maybe he had a coupon.
Does.
He does. I don't know. Is that cheap? Is that expensive for ice cream?
No, I think that's pretty standard.
Tell you what, that unfortunately for you, Kent, that is way less than it's going to take you to buy these Tom Segura tickets on your own. Good try, though, my man. Good try. Hajda headlines, topping all news. Henry Kissinger, dead at 100 years old. Does that name mean anything to you, Emily?
Mm-mm.
He's the former U.S. Secretary of State for Richard Nixon. And basically was, if depending on who you ask, was either one of the guiding forces of America's foreign policy during the Nixon era or a war criminal responsible for the deaths of millions for prolonging the Vietnam War and orchestrating numerous coups in foreign countries to destabilize governments that weren't pro-U.S. So shout out to the Twitter account, Is Henry Kissinger Dead Yet? Which finally
post.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Do some research, Emily. Not a good dude there. Elon Musk apologized for his anti-Semitic tweet that caused major advertisers to pull their ads from Twitter yesterday, saying, I mean, look, I'm sorry for that post. It was foolish of me. Of the 30,000, it might be literally the worst and dumbest post I've ever done.
What was the post? Can you say it?
He basically just liked some sort of weird conspiracy that was anti-Semitic about Jewish people wanting to bring immigrants into countries to destabilize. I don't know. It's your standard anti-Semitic Twitter thing. It's all over the place. When asked about said boycotts, however, he was less apologetic for the advertisers.
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself. Is that clear?
Oh. Bold strategy, Cotton. Bold strategy.
Interesting.
And finally, speaking of bold strategies, Kraft Mac and Cheese is introducing a new product, not mac and cheese.
Okay, now this is the type of news I want. Yes, all right.
I knew we'd get to it.
No Elon Musk.
Yes, they are providing a vegan, dairy-free alternative to its usual cheese, which, yeah, believe it or not, that is that powder stuff is technically dairy. But Emily, you're my mac and cheese expert.
Oh, absolutely.
How are you feeling about this?
I mean, I'm surprised that they haven't done this already. I'm just saying, vegans have been around for a second, and the fact that they haven't capitalized on this is crazy until now. But I will say, I'm a diehard Kraft person. I want the yellow cheese. No, I want the yellow powder. I want, like, I'm not even a Velveeta fan. If it comes in that weird consistency, the nacho cheese consistency,
I'd rather do the little gel thing than the powder.
No.
Because that powder, it clumps up. It's impossible to, unless you're going to, like, pre-whisk mix it with some milk before you pour it into the bowl. But who has time for that? It's mac and cheese, okay? We're not doing that because we have time to cook.
Mac and cheese is so, so good. And I've been on a mac and cheese kick because I watched a video of a bunch of chefs reviewing every single boxed mac and cheese. It was a 30-minute video.
who won?
I think it was, I don't know. It was like some cheese company made their own mac and cheese, which makes sense. I also think that's cheating. That's cheesy.
Mac and cheese belongs to the noodle companies, okay? Not the cheese companies.
Yeah. All right?
You can join in and do like a team up if you want to.
But now, are you team shells or are you team elbows?
My go-to mac and cheese is the HEB Deluxe Shells and Cheese. Although if you want to go with I think it's Annie's that has like the white cheddar.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. That's pretty good.
That one's fine. I just want to go with the SpongeBob shapes. Surprising enough, the chefs on that video said that the shaped ones are the best pasta to use.
All right. Well, those are the experts from TikTok, I assume. Meanwhile, Kraft not mac and cheese will come in two varieties, original and white cheddar with shells. Both will be priced at $3.49, which seems outrageously expensive. Like mac and cheese is like what,
69 cents? Now? Yeah.
And it has fava bean protein and coconut oil powder, which they say has a similar taste, look, and feel to dairy-based mac and cheese.
In fact,
according to Kraft, it's mouthwatering. Yep. Speaking of mouthwatering, Aaron Rodgers returned to practice for the first time for the Jets yesterday. It was 11 weeks after his surgery to repair his what, Emily? What injury did Aaron Rodgers have?
ACL.
Oh, close. Achilles. Ah, torn Achilles.
It's always one of those.
Yeah. He still has said that he's got 21 days for them to add him to the actual team. But however, he is still saying that unless they're in contention for the playoffs and he can protect himself, he's not going to play. Also, go check out 101X Morning X on Twitter. I reposted a video here. Here's the video of him, Emily, practicing. Why is he wearing a Winnie the Pooh costume?
He does look like Winnie
the Pooh. He's wearing a brown hoodie, and then they have the red Don't Hit the Quarterback jersey.
Yeah.
It looks like he's cosplaying as Winnie the Pooh.
See, he would just have to take off his pants for me to fully believe that he was trying to do the Winnie the Pooh.
That's a Brett Favre move, okay? That's a different Green Bay Packers quarterback that then went to the Jets, all right? That's totally different. They learned their lesson on that one.
It's that cold that you have to wear a hoodie underneath your jersey? That's not fun.
I mean, it's wintertime. See here, your Dallas Cowboys take on the Seattle Seahawks tonight on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys are a touchdown favorite in the game. And since the Seahawks are 6-5, this means that if the Cowboys win, they will finally have won against a good team, making them one of the best teams in the NFL. Right? Right? I only really bring it up because Emily wants to brag about her fantasy football team.
I have a bunch of Cowboys on my fantasy.
You do.
Actually,
you do.
Wait, I have Dak Prescott and just the Cowboys defense, so not as many as I thought.
Yeah, that's fine. Those are the two good ones.
Yeah,
those are the good ones. Yeah.
Ones.
Yeah, maybe CeeDee Lamb, but not Tony Pollard. Anyway, make sure, Emily, where's Thursday Night Football? What network? What channel?
NFL.
How do you find it?
Online.
Amazon Prime tonight. Amazon Prime. That's right.
Yep.
And finally, the Big 12 released their end of the season awards yesterday. And as one would expect, there were numerous wins for Longhorns, including Defensive Player of the Year, Tavondre Sweat, Offensive Newcomer of the Year, Adney Mitchell, Freshman of the Year, Anthony Hill Jr., and then Defensive Lineman of the Year, Bryan Murphy. We also had 8 Longhorns become first team all Big 12 members. Including Xavier Worthy, who plays what position, Emily?
Defense.
Wide receiver. Wide receiver. Jatavion Sanders.
Kicker.
Nope, that's our tight end. Burt Auburn.
Oh, that guy. That's the kicker.
That is the kicker.
I knew that one. Does Jason still hate that guy?
I think he likes him. He just has to, like, he likes to has the picture of him tap on him. I think he's come around. When you set records. All right, here we go, Emily. Tavondre Sweat was Big 12 first team. What is he? Tavondre Sweat.
Running back?
That's a defensive lineman. I just said he's defensive player of the year.
Man, sorry.
Let's see here. Also, Byron Murphy. Xavier Worthy was a kick returner, punt returner, and Kelvin Banks Jr., for offensive line. So good job, Longhorns. Oh, and of course, they picked Mike Gundy as the Big 12 Coach of the Year because the war against the Longhorns is real. Didn't want to give it to Sark. 11-1, 8 players on the Big 12, but nope, not Coach of the Year. No. All right, tomorrow it begins. It's officially December. The gift-giving season is at the 12 days of Christmas. I don't know when that thing starts, but the important thing is that everybody's about to start shopping. Unless you're one of those people who waits to the last minute. But Emily says that she stumbled upon accidentally the perfect time to go Christmas shopping.
I don't go Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Well,
Emily says bah humbug to Christmas.
I am a bah humbug Christmaser. And I used to work at Michael's and did all the Black Friday stuff. And I hate that. So I was nervous when yesterday I decided to go to the mall to get a new outfit for myself.
Okay.
Went to the Barton Creek Mall at, like, I don't know, 6, 7 p.m. And
I can't tell if that's the worst time or the best time. I feel like a late night mall, like it's deserted after 5.
Well, yeah, I show up and there's absolutely nobody there. And not only was there nobody there, but the mall was so clean. It's the cleanest I've ever seen the mall. Because here's my theory. I think that with all of the chaos of the Cyber Monday, Black Friday, yeah, of the pre-Black Friday, whatever, there's this weird break between the end of Black Friday to before Christmas where
there's a lull.
There's a lull.
It's like when you're in a hurricane, you have that the eye of the storm.
Because if you go 2 weeks before Christmas, that's bad. It's going to be busy. But right now, I went and everything was so clean. I think they were setting up the stores to get ready for it to get crazy again. So everything was put together. They were fully in stock with everything I needed, which was perfect. It wasn't one of those.
Again, and none of those are gifts for your family. It's just gifts for you.
Oh, yeah. This is just outfits for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I needed clothes. Okay, and then on top of that, they still have their Black Friday deals happening. So
do they say Black Friday deals? Or
no.
Okay, see, here's the deal. Is this happens every year where you see it on TikTok or Twitter or social media. There's one I saw. Was it Target or Walmart? Where they were literally like moving the sign.
Yeah.
And one is Black Friday. And then you move it and it just says sale and it's the exact same price. And I'm sure that the item has been on sale for that price for the last year. And it's just they're bamboozling you. Was it JCPenney's was like a couple of years ago. They were like, hey, we're going to try this novel concept of no sales, just everyday low prices. Just JC, if you want the lowest price on the clothes, come to JCPenney's. And it was a huge failure because we're stupid monkey brains.
Yes,
we need to get a deal. We need to be getting, that's why the 99 cents thing works. So
I
don't do Black Friday.
I didn't realize that the deals were still happening because they had taken down most of the signs.
The deals never stop.
And
it's like truck month, Emily. Every month is truck month.
Like, it was just crazy. It was crazy. It was so much fun. And also, you should go during this time, too, to go to the Great American Cookie Store.
Oh, okay.
And buy the pumpkin spice cookies because they'll end up giving you all of them on the shelf because it's the last day that they could sell pumpkin spice.
Okay. Because, you can't sell pumpkin spice in December. No, that's against the law. We all know that.
They said, we're not even going to charge you for these. Just take them. We don't want them anymore. And I was like, I love them all after Black Friday.
This has been Deals by Emily Edge.
Yes.
Go get your pumpkin
shopping.
Spice cookies. Emily says the perfect time to go Christmas shopping is the week after Black Friday because the stores have had a chance to recover, but yet the Christmas shoppers aren't out there. And you mentioned that you're not a big gift person. You don't like giving gifts. You don't like receiving gifts.
No.
Just to have everybody handle your own business, says Emily. And that surprises me because I know that you're not a Christmas person.
No.
But I still feel like you would enjoy giving somebody the perfect gift. Like, I love giving Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
When you know somebody and you just know them so well that you can sit there and pick something out, you don't have to go off of their Amazon wish list. You're like, this is the perfect gift. This person's going to love this. And then they open it and you see that look on their face and they're like, you know what? And also, if you're doing so much a better job than everybody else, and you win the game of giving Christmas gifts.
Win the game of gratitude.
Not just by using money, but you just by knowing people.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling. That is a rush. That is like getting a bunch of free leftover pumpkin spice cookies because they can't sell them in December.
That's true. I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't want to feel obligated at all. Don't make me do anything. If I see something that you would like, I'll get it, which means I will probably get you a Christmas present once every 2 years,
okay.
3 years.
Well,
because if I see something, I'm like, you know what? That's very Nick. And then I get it, and then it's super special.
I want to point out that you're O for however long I've known you.
Oh.
So.
Well, it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, anyway.
That's how the math works.
I like giving gifts. I think that's the season. However, the problem is that I'm really bad at paying attention and noticing and remembering Christmas, so I rarely do it. But when I do, I crush it. Emily, you know what today is? It's a big, huge event for a certain segment of the population. Any guesses? Any guesses?
It's not Hanukkah yet.
No, I don't think so. It is Cybertruck Thursday.
What?
Yeah.
For a huge part of the population?
If the people that have been waiting on the Cybertruck since 2019, did you put down your $100 deposit? I think my brother was one of them. It's finally here. Tesla is having a big event at the Gigafactory down by the airport today to start delivering Cybertrucks finally. I have not yet to see one of these things out in the wild.
Oh, really? I have.
Have you?
They're awful looking.
Really? See,
they're terrible looking. I also have tried to see, I saw the video of the one trying to go up the hill.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God, you should watch it. It's so funny. It's like trying to go up this hill and it's taking forever, but the video was to show off that it could go up hills.
Yeah.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, look, this whole thing started with Elon trying to describe their, or brag about their bulletproof windows and throwing some sort of weird metal ball at it and it immediately shatters, so that doesn't surprise me at all. I will say this, I haven't seen one out in the wild yet, but I did see some pictures that somebody posted on social media from around town. And if you, I don't mind the futuristic, dystopian, does this thing belong on Mars kind of style. It kind of, I don't know, it reminds me of the video game Red Faction growing up. And so I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. But I saw one from directly behind, and it's terrible. It is stupid looking. From like directly behind it, just looking at the truck bed.
Yeah.
Horrible. So I, for that reason and that reason alone, will not be putting down my $100 to deposit to get one of these. But also, according to a Tesla executive at this big event, they are going to deliver a grand total of 10 Teslas.
10?
10.
Okay.
After all this time.
Do you think I'll be one of the lucky ones?
Well, I assume that you've not ordered one or paid for it, so it seems they're not giving them out for free.
Oh.
It's just for the people that have signed
first
up.
First come, first serve?
Yeah, yeah.
I could just show up?
Probably too late for you to get one of these 10 Teslas, but look out, Austin, because the Cybertrucks are officially hitting the streets starting today. All 10
of them.
But
not the hills. They can't do those yet.
Just the streets. Preferably just the downhill streets as well. Don't try to go the uphill streets. Definitely not. Your chance at Tom Segura tickets coming up. All you have to do is sit through Emily bragging about how well she's doing in the Waterloo Media Fantasy Football League. Emily?
Turn my mic on. See, I thought that was part of the bit.
Here, for some context, myself, Jason, and Noah, who are all part of the Three Guys on Sports show, weekdays 11 to 1, 102.7 ESPN Radio, we're all tied for 10th place.
You should change the name to Three Guys Losing Sports.
Whoa, burn!
I got you.
But Emily
got you.
Is currently tied for third place.
Yes.
7-5, doing really good. It's almost like having Christian McCaffrey as your keeper is really good for your fantasy team.
But it's almost like I strategically knew to do that, and so I put him on my team.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got him last year. I don't even remember how I got him last year, but this year I was like, yeah, keep that boy. I want him. Put him back in there. And it seems like not only people laughed at me when I drafted drafted a couple of Cowboys, and I love the Cowboys defense. And CJ
Cowboys defense was a good draft pick. You probably took it a little bit too high.
That's what everybody says, is I took it a little too high. But
doesn't matter when you're in week whatever we are of the season.
I know.
On your team.
I know. So
I'm trying to figure out who your first round pick was. No way it was Deebo Samuel. Anyway,
I don't remember. It was he's out for the whole season. Like Gus, no, not Gus. I don't know.
Okay,
some guy that went out for the season. He was really good, but he was old, and people were like, "He's really good, but he's old." And then he hurt himself, and I was like, "Dang, old people!" And then he was out for the whole season.
I'll figure it out. But
yeah,
here's my thing: is I don't want to get too bogged down. Yes, you were powered by the Cowboys defense
today.
Dak Prescott is your quarterback, and mm-hmm. You've got a grudge match against Lawless. Do you think that he's a
little bit
worried about it?
I think he might be. I don't know. So far, the win probability looks like it's in my favor. But I did lose to him last time. That was early on in the season.
Yeah, that was before Dak Prescott turned it on.
Oh, yeah. And before I knew what I was doing. So.
Well, here's the question that I have for you is, do you know what you're doing, A? Or like why is this notable? Like to sit there and say, oh, I'm in third place.
Because I've been doing it myself. I have had only probably this whole season, I've probably only asked for help 3 times.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And I drafted for like all by myself. Last year, I didn't. Last year, I had 2 people that I was texting being like, please assist me. But this year was all by myself.
What?
All alone. And I'm proud of myself and everything. And I just look at it like Pokemon. That's all I do is I look at their stats. I don't watch any of the games, but I look at how they did in the previous games, and that's how I draft them.
So it's not because you're a woman doing fantasy football. It's just because you don't know what you're doing and you're in third place.
It's because I don't care. The people that care are the ones that don't win.
Doesn't care. Insists that I talk about it. Well done, Justin. I like that. That little off, that's a bass beat. I don't know. That little undertone there, whatever it is. Reminds me of F-Zero. I dig it. I'm digging it. Let's see here. Speaking of digging things, I also dig on crapping on heartwarming, uplifting news stories. It's a little thing called Don't Nick My News. And Emily is here with me today to do the part of uplifting you guys with the story. What do you got for us, Emily?
Well, let me tell you about this 10-year-old boy named Teddy from Peppered, Oxfordshire. In the UK, if you didn't know that.
I picked up on that.
Okay, good. He has become an activist for, you guessed it, getting rid of the nerd emoji. Did you guess that?
That was my next guess. It was on the tip of my tongue there.
Yes. I'll let Teddy explain why he has such an issue with this emoji.
So, this petition is all about changing the nerd emoji and making people with glasses feel like they're special. I hate the teeth at the bottom and the name. It's making me feel sad and upset.
Yep, he's created a petition thanks to the encouragement of his teachers to get rid of the buck teeth and make it into a smile so that he can represent and uplift all of those people that have glasses. And because he says that the glasses make him see better, and he thinks they're great.
This is what I would like, because it's not got the stupid teeth, it's got a little grin, and it's got a nicer name, the genius emoji.
The genius emoji instead of the nerd emoji.
Look, first of all, Teddy, if you identify as the nerd emoji, okay, that's not a glasses emoji. It's the nerd emoji. If you identify with the nerd emoji, look in the mirror, okay, my friend?
Oh.
And speaking of looking in the mirror, I'll post this on our Twitter at 101xMorningX, but there was a fun video that he got on the news that we got this audio from. He kind of looks exactly like the emoji.
Oh.
He's got glasses. He's got big front teeth because he's a little kid. And so he's probably gotten his just adult chompers in there. I mean, I'm not, you know, it fits. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, though, Teddy, is that if you have a problem with people calling you a nerd, my suggestion is not that you change the emoji. Don't write to Apple.
Don't tell him to beat people up.
Write to Man Eye Institute and take those glasses and toss them into the trash and get LASIK. It's their best pricing of the decade.
Not a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he's probably got to wait a little bit for his eyes to settle at their maximum thing. But look, I commend him on doing this. But here's also the issue is that if you want to, again, I don't mind taking away the buck teeth. That's fine. Okay. And the nerd, whatever. It's who.
Is nerd offensive?
I guess if you're a little 10-year-old Teddy, maybe people are making fun of you. I could see you identifying with that. But I'm going to sit there and say, like, if you want to get rid of the buck teeth on the emoji, that's fine. Okay. Make it less stereotypical nerd. I'm all about that. But you don't get to change it to the genius emoji.
Oh.
That's just this profiling as the nerd emoji with the glasses. Oh, only geniuses wear glasses? I don't think so.
Teddy, you should just own it. If you look like the emoji, start making money off of that, right?
If he wants to say make it the Teddy emoji, I'm about that.
Yeah.
But just the genius? That's going too far, my friend. It's going too far. Also, his petition, I think, currently has like 200 signatures. So
it ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere, Teddy.